Okay, let's turn to Ecclesiastes once again. And today we're going to continue towards the last part of Ecclesiastes. And what we see here, so last week we dealt with sowing and reaping, right? So we dealt with this principle of sowing and reaping. You sow, you will reap. Whatever you sow, you will reap. If you give towards the Lord, you give towards the poor, okay? Somehow, what you give will return to you in terms of blessings. Okay, you cast your bread among many waters, it will return to you. Okay? So it's a matter of sowing. You sow abundantly, you will reap abundantly. You sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly. Okay, so this is what we call a truth of life, a principle of life. In other religions, they may call it karma. Okay, they call it karma, they call it whatever else, right? So other religion, they can observe the same thing because it's a truth of life. You reap what you sow. Can you see? But for us, we understand it as a principle of sowing and reaping. And we also talk about if you do not sow, if you don't work, if you are lazy and you don't work, you don't sow, you will not reap. Same thing. Can you see the idea here? Okay, now today we are going to move to the next part where he says, verse 5, as you do not know what is the way of the wind or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, so you do not know the works of God who makes everything. Okay? Now, this is very interesting. So he's trying to say here, now, of course, during that time, there were a lot of things that they still did not understand. Right? Like, for example, the wind. Any of you all study geography? Nobody. No geography scholar here. Okay. Do you know, okay, the way of the wind? Singapore, what is it that affects the wind in Singapore? Anybody? Sorry? Ah, the monsoon. So now what monsoon are we having? So we have the northeast monsoon, right? The northeast monsoon begins in December and it ends in February, okay? So now it is inter-monsoon season. Okay? The wind is actually coming from different direction. And the wind is not very strong. You notice? The wind is not very strong. Ah. Then you come to the southwest monsoon later on. The wind will... So the northeast monsoon, the wind will blow from the north to the south. And then southeast monsoon, it will blow from the south to the east. Okay? And that's how the wind... Now, of course, last time they didn't have all these things. They didn't understand these things. So when the wind blows, who knows? You don't know. In fact, today, where's the wind coming from? There's no wind, right? So we don't know much about. As much as we don't know how the wind will blow, even also the bones growing in the womb of a child. How does a bone grow within a baby in a mother's womb? Now, even today, I think it's a very fascinating thing. How does a baby grow from a fetus, from conception, and then become a child? It's an amazing miracle. Huh? How does it grow? How does it... Any other study biology? Ah, doctor. I mean... Can you explain everything? How actually the bones grow in the baby and... now it cannot. Okay, I understand. Now forget already. Okay. But of course now with technology and medical advancement, you can understand these things. But during that time, they didn't have ultrasound. They didn't have all the things that we have today to be able to determine how does a bone within a child grow, right? So as much as they didn't understand these things beyond a certain level. Same thing with the work of God. Today we're going to talk about the works of God. Okay? The works of God. Now, there are many things that we have some. So as best we have is what we call limited knowledge. We have some knowledge about God. The Bible tells us, He gives us some knowledge about God. Right? And there's a lot for us to understand. But there's also some parts of God that we don't understand. We don't know. Okay? And it's very humbling. Because there are some things we don't know how God works. Can you see? Like what? What is God going to do in your life, Chloe, in 10 years' time? You don't know. Are you going to have? Are you going to get married, have children? Hopefully. Don't know. Okay. Right, you don't know what God is going to do, right, in 10 years' time. But God knows. You see, so there are some things that we don't know. So for us, we have what we call limited knowledge. Now, God makes everything. The earth, the universe, everything that happens in life, it is all God's work. How He sustained. Why Singapore got so much... What was the number one complaint about Singapore now? Heat. Humidity. Actually, heat is not the problem. It's humidity that is... My goodness. It's about 70%, 80% humidity. It's horrible. You go up, you go, it suck the life out of you. Oh, I don't want to go. Right, you go and wait for the MRT there, you say, oh man, this is, not that I'm complaining, but, I mean, is that part of God's work? Yes. That's part of God's, why is it so humid, you know, humid in Singapore? Why is it that you go to other countries, they are 40 degrees Celsius, and yet, you can still, it's very hot, and yet it's not so bad because the humidity is very low. It's very dry. Right? And yet God works all these things in the world. Okay? So God who makes everything that we see in life, from the child growing in a mother's womb. Yesterday there was one girl, little girl. She is Lee Ching's youngest daughter, I think. Grace. You all know her? This cute little thing. You know, I was just talking to her during lunch and just getting to know her, talk to her, relate. And she's very cheeky, very, very, very spontaneous. And so after that, I spoke to her. We talked with her parents and all for half an hour. So after that, I went to talk to someone. After that, she came and hugged my leg, with both hands, and didn't want to let go. So I had to walk like that. And she was just so cute. Wow. Straight, I fell in love with this girl. And so it's so, you know, it's such a marvel. How God created us all different. Different personalities. How come one person is different from another person? And everybody is different. Everybody's personality is different. Right, your DNA is all different. How come? Well, that's an amazing thing. Right? That's an amazing thing about how God created us. He makes everything. So there's some knowledge, and yet we have limited knowledge of God. Okay? We do not know how He will fully work in our life. We do not know how the future will be in our life. How would He... Whether we get a promotion, whether we will encounter medical issues, whether something would turn up along the way, another COVID pandemic, and we don't know. You see, so it's very humbling that we have some knowledge of God. The Bible tells us a lot about God, and yet there's some things that we don't know about. Can you see how humbling this is, right? Now, you turn with me to Ecclesiastes 3. So in Ecclesiastes 3, we read in verse 11. Okay, in verse 11, it says, verse 9, what profit has the man from that in all in which he labors? I've seen the God-given tasks which the sons of men are to be occupied. He makes everything beautiful in his time. This is the work of God. Yet he placed eternity in our hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. Wow. See, it's very, very humbling. No one knows. No one knows what God, from the very beginning to the very end. Nobody knows. So it's a very humbling thing for all of us as we try to grapple with this idea about the knowledge of God. So one of the things that I would like to talk to you all today is about the knowledge of God. How well do you know God? How well do you know God working in your life? Right? How does one know about God and how does he work? Can you see that? Okay, and that's something for us to think about. Now, I think it would be good. Maybe we'll bring into groups for a while to discuss. Okay? My question is, do you see God working in your life? Do you see God working in your life? That's the first question. Second question is, what if we don't understand how he is working? Hi, come. What if we don't understand how he is working? What do you do? Okay? What is God doing? Can you see God working in your life? Well, you all come at the right time. So, two questions for our discussion we're gonna have is, do you see God working in your life? That's the first question. Second question is, what if we don't, fully understand how he works? What do you do? Ken? Okay, so we are talking about the works of God. We are talking about how God works. And in Ecclesiastes 11, it says, so we do not know the works of God who makes everything. In other words, there are something that we can understand about God, of course, but there, you need a bit of help. Just choke. Okay, choke on my question. No. Okay. Right? And so we have some understanding about God and how he works, but there's also some things that we don't understand about God. So there's a lot of things that we can understand from the Bible, but there's also a lot of things that we don't understand about God. Yet. Like, for example, how God will work in your life. Right? We don't know that part, the future. What is God going to do? How God will lead you? We don't know. Can you see that? Okay? Ken? Clear the question? So we can go into our groups, and then we think through this together. Okay. So how? What do you all come up with? Any questions? How do we know that God is working in your life? Okay, let's start with that. Who wants to start? Say
mic
what
test,
you want to say.
Like this. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. So I think the girls mostly shared similar things. Like they can see that God is working in their lives. Mm. They can pinpoint also like very clear ways that God has worked. More so like retrospectively, like looking back, they can see that this is a way that God has worked. And also looking back is what they do when they cannot understand how he's working in the future. So maybe there is like a change of job or not sure what to do about the future and there's no clear path ahead.
Yeah.
Then one of the things that they do is always to recount and remember how the Lord has been faithful in the past. And that is how they draw encouragement. I think not so much about knowing
sure
what exactly specifically to do next, but just learning to not really focus on the specific outcomes in life, but really to seek to learn and to grow in God, the process.
Right?
Yes.
To trust God for the future, yeah, that He will work and He will show. So how do you know that God is working in your life beyond just work, in your life personally? So what you are talking about is what God has done for you in terms of your career and whatever, right?
Beyond everything. So like coming to church and things like that.
God leading you and everything. Okay. So how do you see... Okay, so that's with reference to your life, right? In terms of career, in terms of coming to church, in terms of... okay, let me, we'll just go with you first.
I think we talked about similar but different things.
Ah, okay. What's the difference?
What's the difference? To break it down into like questions or statements, I guess it's, one is like the fundamental understanding of who, what it means for God to work. Like, what does God working in us mean in...
So there are actually essentially two things, right? Outside you, inside you. Correct? I mean, if you want to talk about God working, is what's outside you, what's inside you. Right? So what you have mentioned is outside. Both. Okay. Okay. You Kara?
Ours was also both. So I think one, at a first stage, you mentioned things about like making decisions, like from small decisions to big decisions, like whether to kill an ant.
What coffee to drink?
Like small decisions, like what you can imagine small decisions to look like. Like that what
one,
shoes to wear or
to
what
work.
Jacket. But that's what we discussed. That's on one level. On another level is like bigger decisions, right? Like what to do in our lives, in our jobs, in our career.
Okay.
And then we also talked about internally, which is what fruits we are bearing, how we are going towards more like the Lord Jesus, how God is calling us to be more like Him. Yeah. Character-wise.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, like what you said, like outside and inside, but also I think as a form of like scale, like small and big, like what, but how to fit all these things into what it means for God to work in us.
You asking me a question or?
Like that's what we discussed.
Okay. Yeah, good. I think, so there's this part about how God works with reference to externally, your life, looking back, leading you, coming to faith, coming to church, you know, learning how to include God in your life that He may bless you with your studies, with reference to your career, right? So that's externally. And then, you know, having a future spouse, having children. So these are all things with reference to the future. Then, of course, is with reference to ourselves, how we are growing, right? Are we growing in knowledge? So, to me, the work that God does, firstly, is whether there's growth. Whether there's spiritual growth in terms of your knowledge, in terms of your faith, do you really know God personally? So that's the first stage. There's growth. Two is the whole idea of fruits. Fruits must come in your life. There's a character change. There is the Lord working in your life to become more like the Lord Jesus, of course. Then there will also be wisdom. Wisdom in life. How do you choose? Right? How do you choose? How do you discern things? How do you see things? What's the best thing between that which is good and that which is excellent? You find the wisdom to be able to make better choices. Right? And then finally, there comes a sense of maturity. Right. This is how God will work in a person's life. Final stage is maturity. Spiritual maturity. Right? Not just in age, but spiritual age. You become more mature. Right? You see things in a certain way now as a young person, young adult. But I can tell you, when you reach 40, 50, you see things very differently. I'm 50, I'm going to reach 60. I see very, very differently from how you all see things. Actually, there are many things that I would like to share, but I can't share with you now because partly you don't understand beyond a certain level. But there's so much more to understand. A lot more to understand about life, about faith, about growth. Okay? One of the things that you don't want to do is don't second guess God. There are some things that we don't understand, but don't second guess God. What do I mean by second guess God? Don't try to assume that God is going to do things in a certain way. Because sometimes God doesn't. There are the general principles in the Bible, but how does God work? You know, we just got to leave it to Him. There are some things He will do in a certain way, but sometimes there are some things He will do in a different way. Don't expect, you know, that God is just going to work in a certain way. Like, for example, Sui. Right? We expect that he, with four children, will have a long life. Right? See their children grow up, become a grandfather. But that's not going to happen. Right? Has he done anything wrong to receive? No. It's just that life is just like that. You follow? So in other words, don't second guess God. Yes, there are general principles. We all follow that. But there are some things that we don't know. We really don't know. Okay, any questions you want to ask? You follow where I'm coming with this? Yes? Okay. Now, we go on to the next part. We must move on to the next part. Then we will see it a bit better. Now, the next part, it says, in the morning, sow your seed. Verse 6. In the evening, do not withhold your hand, for you do not which will prosper. Either this or that, or whether both alike will be good. Now, what is he saying? Basically, he's trying to say is that we should work hard daily. Now, this is the age where all of you should learn how to work hard and to work diligently. Don't be afraid to work hard in life. For some of you, you're going to start working soon. Don't be afraid to work hard. Some of you have been working for some time. You know, you've been there, slogging. You know what? Continue to work hard. Why? Why should we continue? Why should we be diligent in our work? So there's the works of God, but then our challenge is to work diligently. We work in the morning, we sow in the morning, we put our hands to the work in the evening. So it is an agrarian society, right? So planting of, last time we sing the song, planting rice is never fun. Bend from morning till set of sun. You know the song? You don't sing the song already. Huh? You all don't, huh? When I was young in primary school, we always sing the song. Teaching us how to work hard. Learning from the farmer. Planting rice is never fun. We bend from morning till set of sun. So we just keep singing the song. When I was young. Till today, you see, I can memorize it. Until today, I'm still singing the song. Basically, what it means is to work hard diligently. Why? Okay? Because you don't know. You don't know what you are doing will prosper. Okay, what does that mean? Okay, let me give you... What does that mean? It means that sometimes you work really, really hard, but then there's a point of time. Sometimes it's called the tipping point. Is that you come to a stage where you can, see the whole thing in its fullness. Or you do a certain work and the whole project moves forward because of it. You follow? Right? You never know. What is it that God will prosper? What is it that God will make it work for you, and you know, it's like a tipping point to your promotion kind of thing. So when I was I used to be a pilot in the Air Force, right? I used to fly helicopters. That was my primary job. But actually, I got 5 other things to do. Okay, so I was a pilot. I was a productivity officer. Okay, productivity officer, PO, where I will get people to suggest things, ways and means to improve productivity within the squadron. Okay, so do you do that? Any of you, Tricia? No. Yes, Carmen? You have, right? Yeah, because in your company, I'm sure you do things like that. So I was a productivity officer. I was the statistics officer, doing statistics for the whole squadron. 60 pilots. All their flying, I have to account for every single thing. Okay? I was also the fire officer. Okay? Everything about fire engine for, you know, all the different things about fire escape route, conducting fire drill. I was like, what does flying got to do with this? And yet, that was my job. And then, I was also a planning officer. I'll plan all the flights. Okay? So all these different things, as long as you work for the government, you will never do just your primary job. There are all these different things that you need to do. But you know what? I worked hard for everything. But there was one thing that caused me to be in a good books of my boss. Somehow. It was this. You guess which one? Huh? Fire? No. What do you think it is? It's totally nothing to do with flying. Productivity officer. There was one year I was able to generate so many suggestions until I win award for my squadron. There was this guy who didn't want to do his work previously. He was the previous productivity officer. He didn't do his work. So all the suggestions all piled up. One day my boss came to me, hey, Mitch, can you go and look after this? This guy, he complained about this guy. Can you go and take over the job? Go and process all the suggestions. So I went to see, go to his office. He had all these piles, 200-300 over suggestions. Nobody done anything for 2-3 years. Okay, so I do it. The next 2-3 weeks, I stayed back. Morning, evening, in between flying, evening stay until 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Process every single suggestion. Every suggestion, you got to come up with money. Sometimes $1, $2, $3. And you got to give to the person, the squadron. You got to go to every single person. Now, here's $3. Here's $5. 200-300 suggestions. Next 2-3 months, I did that. I processed all of them. Finally, at the end of the year, I won the Best Productivity Officer Award for the squadron. My boss was so happy. He passed the trophy to me, and he took out the trophy. You see, Mitch win trophy for us. Oh, he was so happy. After that, he started giving me all the, you know, special things along the way. He put me on this high potential list to become accelerate as a pilot. And so on. But it was because of this. Gee, you never know. It's not my flying. It's this secondary duty. You don't know. You don't know what God will prosper the world. In other words, just work hard. Work hard diligently. Whatever, you don't know. You don't know what will prosper. It could be one thing or the other, or it can be both alike. It could be all four. We don't know. But I worked hard. I worked hard for the 8 years I was as a pilot. I wasn't afraid to work hard every day and night. When I do statistics, this one, there are 4 days to 5 days I don't need to go home. I spend in the squadron just doing statistics. Okay. Wow, this pilot, okay, his flight, and there are about 15 rows. Each flight, he will fly how many hours? Okay, you imagine 15 rows and then 60 pilots. I have to account for every single flight he flew. And I finally tally everything. And I have to check with the technician side. Everything has to balance. If I don't balance, I have to go and look at everything again. Every month I have to do that. Yeah. Thank God I'm a pilot today. No, I'm the pastor today, not pilot. I don't have to do that anymore. Right. So you don't know. You don't know what will prosper if you just work hard. You see, as a Christian worker, we don't skype. We work hard in life. We are not afraid to work hard. Then he goes on to say, verse 7, truly the light is sweet and is pleasant for the eyes to behold the sun. But a man lives many years and rejoices in them all. Now, the third thing, okay? So, one, there is the work of God. God will do his part. Okay? So, there's God's part. There's God's work. Okay? Then there is our part. Okay? Our part. We work hard. We work hard diligently. Right? Then God will prosper that work. And then finally, this is light. When you put them all together, there will come light. Light in terms of understanding from the word, understanding with reference to life, light with reference to how you will see. So the word light here is not just physical light, it's light with reference to your path. Is a path of light. It's a day, every day is a day where light fills your heart and your soul. Can you see? It is pleasant for the eyes to behold the sun. If a man lives many days, he rejoices. Light brings joy to the person's life. He is living a blessed life. Okay? He does his part. He seeks to know God. He seeks to grow in his knowledge of God. Right? There are some things you don't understand, but you know what? He will seek to know God more and more and more. Okay? Secondly, he learns to see how to work hard in life. Work diligently. And then thirdly, as he does these things with knowledge of God, working hard, there will come light in his path. Light will fill his heart. Light will fill his soul. Light will fill, there will come joy. There will be days that will be good. Right? Am I living a life now where I see a lot of light? My answer is yes. Right? Can I learn to read? Can a man live many years? Yes, I've lived many years already. Right? Can I rejoice in them all? Can I have good days where I can rejoice? Yes. Because light fills my soul. Light guides me. Can you see? And that is something that we all can have. But you know what? There will also be dark days that will come. Days of darkness. Yet, let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. All that is coming is vanity. Now, he gives us a warning. He gives us a warning that life will have dark days. Life will have difficult days. Life will have challenging days. If you read the newspaper every day now, you will read. It's been going on for the last few months already. Trying to find a job now is very hard. Why? Because people are not hiring. People are letting go. Everyone, Google, Tesla, everyone, they're all letting go. They are not hiring. Why? Because these are dark days. Can you see? And dark days will come. Difficult days will come. We all know that pastor is going for an operation, right? He's going to go for a very major operation. He's going to take months to recover. And God willing, the Lord will bring him back to us. But it's going to be challenging for him, right? He has to go through this. It's going to be tough. Because dark days would include sickness. Dark days will include family problems. Dark days will include death in a family, illnesses. These days will come, right? I face some dark days, especially during the year when my dad and my mom passed away within 7 months of each other, right? These are challenging times. So how do I go through it? You know what? I go through it with these four, three things. I trust in God's work, right? I do my part. I work hard in life. But what leads me is light. Light must lead me. Light must fill my heart and my soul, not darkness. Right? That is so important. So to me, this is very important. My knowledge of God. I work hard in life. I have light in my life, in my soul. Light gives me the strength and the joy to carry on. Can you see? Do you understand? Okay, let's stop for a while. Do you have any questions you want to raise up? Seo, you want to ask? You look like you are in very deep thought. Anybody? Do you understand where I'm coming from with this? Yeah, Tricia. Vanity.
Why use the word vanity?
Well, yeah, so he uses the word vanity is that so for Solomon, he is always struggling with all the negative and bad things that come, right? I mean, you can have a good days in your life, you're enjoying life, and then at the end of it, all the negative days come, the dark days come, right? So that to him is negative. It's vanity. You can have, you work really hard, God prospers the work of your hands. You know, there are some things that he doesn't fully understand about God. And then finally, towards the end, there are dark days. Let him remember the days of darkness, that there will be many. And it will be tough. Right? Days of darkness. Days of illness. Days of difficulty. Days where family have, you know, issues and problems. Days where you live alone without family. And it's tough. So he calls this vanity. But we don't have to see it as vanity. For us, we can see it differently. And to me, my point is the challenge to have light. When you have light in your heart, your soul, you can respond differently. You see things differently. And you can carry on with life. Right? And that is something that we all can have. So my challenge to all of you, number one, is to grow in your knowledge of God. If you don't really know God, then I'm going to encourage you, come and know God. Grow in your knowledge of God. Find God real. Okay? For some of us, we have already known God for some time. Let's not rest on our laurels. There's so much more that we can understand about God. Go beyond limited knowledge of God. Don't second guess God. Don't assume that you know God. Because there's so much more that we can understand about God. Keep learning. Keep growing in your understanding. Right? There's so much more to understand. Turn with me to Psalm 111. So in Psalm 111, we see this whole idea of God, right? That God will work. These are the works of God. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. The works of God are great. Study by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable, His righteousness endures. He has made His wonderful works to be remembered. He is gracious, full of compassion. He has given food to all who fear Him. And so on. The works of the Lord of His hands, verity and justice. I mean, there's so many things about God's work. He sends redemption to His people. He commanded His covenant forever. And so on. I mean, there's so many things about God that we can still understand. Right? Psalm 112. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generations of the upright will be blessed. Unto the upright, there arises light in the darkness. You see? One of the blessings is that there will come light in the midst of darkness. Light fills your heart, your soul. Right? And a good man, he is gracious, he is compassionate, he deals graciously, he guides his affairs with discretion, with wisdom. He will not be afraid of evil tidings, his heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord, his heart is established. See, that's what you all must have. The heart is established. The heart has a strong foundation on the Word of God, the knowledge of God. He will not be afraid. And so on. Can you see? Light fills his heart. He sees the morning sun. You know, one of the things that I really enjoy is to go for morning walks at the Sengkang area, right? And then there's this park connector that is really, really wonderful. Nowadays, you see all kinds of animals. You see squirrels, you see monitor lizards, you see, this kind of bird is called the water hen. It's black and white. It's making a lot of noise. It's running over the place. And there's a lot of them now. And then the monitor lizards will come and whack them and eat them, right? And then you have otters from time to time. And then you have chickens now. Wild chickens, roosters, walking all over the place, you know? And the HDB flat. Right, I was just thinking, where the HDB flat got rooster crowing, you know, early in the morning. So one day, I was walking along the pathway, and then there was this older couple walking in front of me, and they were making a running commentary of what's happening, right? And then there was this monitor lizard right in front of the pathway. Right in front of the pathway. And so they were commenting. There was this girl was running. And she was running. She saw the monitor lizard. Then she moved away from it. She siam from the monitor lizard. Then the couple in front was commenting. Hey, look, the lady, you know, she take cover. And so it was quite funny, the way they commented. Then finally, there was this guy who was running. And he was looking at his phone. He was running and looking at his phone. He didn't see the monitor lizard. And then by the time he saw the monitor lizard, he shouted, "Oh!" And then he almost tripped over the monitor lizard. Wow, the running commentary from the older couple was really very funny. Hey, look, wow, you know, this one, the fellow missed the monitor lizard. I was walking behind, I was just laughing and laughing, and I say, this is the life. It was just so wonderful to hear their commentary from an older couple, and it was just so funny. You know, when you have light in your life, life can be wonderful. Life can be joyous. Life can be filled with joy and goodness from the Lord. So I'm going to challenge you. Three things. Grow in your knowledge. Find God real. Know God in a deeper way. Life is about working hard. You don't know. You labor in the morning, you sow in the evening. You don't know what's going to prosper, but God is going to prosper one way or another. And then finally, as you do these things, light will come in your life. It becomes a path of light. Light will fill your soul, and you learn to rejoice. And you learn to have an established heart because the dark days are coming. You learn to be ready for it. If you have an established heart, you can learn to go through these days of darkness. Okay? Think about it. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we just want to pray and thank you for this afternoon that we can study this word. Help us, Lord, to not rest on our laurels. Help us to really know you in a deeper way. For those of us who still do not know you as well, we pray that we can get to know you. And for us, we have known you for some time. Help us to go deeper, to understand things from your word and from life, from experience. And help us to have a mature understanding of you. We pray that you will grant us the grace and strength to work hard in life, whether it is in service or in our career. But more than that, help us to find light that will fill our hearts and our life, and the path that we walk on. And we can find a tremendous sense of joy, establish our heart, that one day when the days of darkness come, we can continue, Lord, to find that strength and that joy in you. We ask for your blessings as we give this offering to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.